piety in the sacramental life of the Church. The reverence of the saints' physical remains, clothing, and personal possessions is sometimes associated with miraculous healings and other acts by God. We see scriptural support of veneration in Matthew chapter 9, when the woman touched Christ's cloak and was cured of a hemorrhage, and also in Acts chapter 5, when people were healed as Peter's shadow passed over them. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we give thanks for the spiritual strength of the saints and for their physical relics, which we honor out of our love for you. Amen.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
And here's how you can be extraordinary today by picking up the phone, 614-459-4820, or go on your computer, stgabriel.com, and participate in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, host of Answering the Call, and we have a goal before us before we're done with the Spirit Drive at 6 today. We'll be back tomorrow, but our goal before 6 o'clock today is 31 more gifts. We're looking for 15 sustaining memberships, 5 leadership gifts, 2 business memberships, and looking for you to join us in that giving. And again, that number 614-459-4820. The last half hour, we had Lori Hamrock on with us, and she gave us a special, very generous match. She said she will personally match the next 3 sustaining members, which is $20 or more a month to this station. It's really not a lot of money when we look at our checkbooks and say, you know, I dropped $20 so easily getting a hamburger or a foofy coffee or something. So real easy to look at $20 a month and say, I can spare that, you know. She'll match it. I mean, she will match that dollar for dollar. So don't pass that opportunity to call 614-459-4820. Take advantage of her generosity. And my guest this half hour is going to be Deacon Frank Sullivan from St. Mary of the Assumption, I guess it is technically, Lancaster. First of all, welcome, Deacon Frank Sullivan. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
We are so glad to have you. I understand you have a special challenge as well, but even before we talk about your special challenge, would you lead us in a prayer, please?
Sure, sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations and share his blessings with others. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And you can't go wrong by invoking the Holy Spirit. That is who is ultimately behind Catholic Radio, proclaiming the truth and beauty through the programming that we're able to provide day in and day out on Catholic Radio. So, Deacon Frank Sullivan, you said you have a challenge. So go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, I have even a couple of them here, okay?
Great.
I'd like to challenge anyone, first of all, who has benefited from Catholic education.
Yes.
You know, and because I am in my 41st year of teaching in Catholic education, and it's been where I should be at all the time, in a sense. I never desired to go any other place than to teach in a Catholic school, and especially those maybe who have been a part of the Bishop Hartley family, because I'm in my 29th year here at Bishop Hartley.
Yes, you are. I know that. So you're challenging anyone who's benefited from Catholic education or maybe educators out there to call in.
Right.
You said you had a few of them you wanted
to go? Yeah, I had a couple more. In my early years here at Bishop Hartley, I had a special friend, a wonderful friend, a mentor, and a fellow coach named Dick Geyer. And Dick and his wife, Mary Ellen, were super, super wonderful to me. And I just would, anybody who has had him as a teacher or as a coach, again, I would encourage you to make a gift in his name to St. Gabriel Radio.
And tell me his name again.
Dick Geyer.
Coach okay.
Dick Geyer.
Okay.
And
awesome.
my last one is for those who are shut-in. I know a lot of shut-ins listen to St. Gabriel, and especially a dear, dear, dear friend in Lancaster. Her name is Rita Messerly. You might know her son, Bill Messerly.
Yes, we do. We do know him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bill is the executive director of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So Rita is shut in. And so also a challenge to remember all those who are homebound. That's a great,
right.
great, great challenge.
Right. So those are my challenges. And along with just, I hope that the listeners in Lancaster and Fairfield County will also benefit, who have benefited from the radio station, will share a gift or two.
Super. And we can do that by 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Now, between now and 6 o'clock, we're looking for 31 total gifts, 15 sustaining memberships, $20 or more a month. Remember, Lori Hamrock's special challenge match. She's going to match dollar for dollar any sustaining members, the next three sustaining members. So don't let that opportunity pass you by. Or she said a sustaining member that might increase their giving by $20 a month. She's going to match that as well. She is really generously speaking out and coming forth in her faith. So we thank you. We're looking for five more leadership gifts of $1,000 or more between now and 6 p.m. and two business memberships, which are really a great way to promote your business. So a lot of great goals ahead of us, and I think we can do it because afternoon we get an increase in listenerships, obviously, as people are commuting, maybe coming back from school or work or whatever, and they are hearing the Catholic radio station, which they come to depend on day in and day out. I want to give some thank yous because we have the phones are lighting up here. Thank you to Kelly from St. Paul in Westerville for your gift, Kelly, in honor of Deacon Mickey. And she says she loves Father Ricardo and Teresa Tamio. Those are great morning shows. And thank you for your gift to honor your deacons. We are so proud of our deacons, and we are honoring them and having many of them on these half-hour segments. And then thank you also for Henry at St. Paul. You see, St. Paul people are responding to Lori Hamrock last half hour, and he is stepping forward and saying, Lori, I'm going to match your challenge, and he has just become a sustaining member for $20 or more a month. That means Lori is matching that, and he just doubled his gift. He just doubled his gift to Catholic Radio. You can do that too right now, 614-459-4820. So, Deacon Frank Sullivan, you know, you mm-hmm. have your role as your deacon there at St. Mary the Assumption. You have your role as DRE and chaplain at Bishop Hartley High School, you know, a foot in the parish, a foot in the school. Mm-hmm. How does Catholic Radio help you in these roles that God has called you forth in the Catholic realm? How is it supporting you?
Well, I personally, I listen to Catholic Radio. A lot of times I don't have the opportunity to, maybe just sit down and listen like maybe some of our listeners do. But when I'm going to school in the morning, I like to listen to Father Ricardo. And I know my wife, Rebecca, she loves to listen to Father Ricardo as well. And then, when I'm going home, I'm usually going home about this time in my car, so I'll turn in Catholic Radio and hear Father Josh, who I think is a wonderful addition to the lineup that you guys have, on the station. And then it always leads into Father Mike Schmidt, who
yes.
Has a segment at 4:30. So I really, really enjoy that, and that's my personal. And it always gives me some ideas, that maybe I can share either in a homily or in the classroom. And, and also just the opportunities that Catholic Radio has given, students here during the pandemic. Oh, Catholic Radio was such a blessing, St. Gabriel is such a blessing to all of us. And so, again, I could probably go on and on, but I know that you would rather have gifts coming in right now instead of me talking, so...
Well, what you're saying, though, inspires people. It's true. How does Catholic radio impact us? Because we've done surveys and see how it increases people's prayers. They're telling us it increases their mass attendance, their frequency of confession and Eucharistic adoration. It's getting them more involved in their parishes, in the programs, in the giving for parishes, their community service. So, I mean, it is absolutely transforming lives. We have had people call during this drive who have come into the church because of Catholic radio, and marriages that have been fortified or even saved. So many good reasons to give at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Don't forget, all callers this drive are eligible to win an all-expense-paid to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Those are both in Alabama, and it's a wonderful gift just for participating. You're eligible for that. And for all current and new sustaining members during the drive, you get a book called, if you stop by the station, a hardcover prayer book, The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. So that is waiting for you at the station with our thanks. And don't forget, we have this match that Lori Hamrock has given us the next two sustaining members now. She is going to match dollar for dollar. We already had one person do one of those because she said three in the beginning. So we have two left. If you call 614-459-4820 before this half hour slips on, we are going to do that. And boy, we've got some exciting news. But before I even tell you that, let's jump to the clip. This is Mother Angelica, and she's talking about Mary's belief. Let's give a listen.
Everything is noise to keep your mind quiet so you can hear the silence of God. And you see the difference here between Zechariah and Our Lady. Zechariah went in there agitated, probably thought, here I am, my last year, and I still don't have what I want. I make a bet, he was mumbling all through going into the temple. Our Lady was just there, united to God, never expecting anything. And all of a sudden, she was the mother of God. The answer of Zechariah is, how do I know this is going to be? Aren't we all like that? How do I know God's going to take care of me? How do I know this is going to happen? How do I know I'll be all right? How do I know I'm going to live another week? Nobody knows. The difference between Our Lady and Zechariah, even when he was told it would be by an angel, and not just an ordinary angel, one of the seven, he doesn't believe it. We're very much like that today in the world. We'll believe a scientist. We'll believe a news story. Most of them are kaput. We'll believe a gossip. We'll believe anything scientific, true or not. You know, Cardinal Audi, who came here to bless our dish, he said, remember, Mother, whatever you say on the air is gospel to the people. And I thought, that's the terrible thing. It's true. If you read something in paper, you accept it. If you read something, if you hear something on TV, you accept it. If you hear something on radio, you accept it. How much is really true? Why is it then that we have such a hard time following the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have a hard time following him. That's a strange thing. Zechariah had a hard time following an angel. But Our Lady, she didn't have our time. She said, be it done unto me according to thy will. Wow. Do we do that, huh? This beautiful sentence is we should have on our heart and mind every day. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done according to thy will. I like that. That's why she could go her way and visit Elizabeth with purity of heart, mind. And you say, well, why did she go and visit Elizabeth? She went there because she wanted to, our dear Lord, the Lord God wanted John the Baptist to be sanctified in his mother's womb. And what did the angel tell Zechariah? He said, from his mother's womb, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, they go together. When Elizabeth, as soon as Our Lady met Elizabeth, Elizabeth said immediately, how is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? At that moment, John the Baptist was sanctified.
And that, of course, was the voice of the one and only Mother Angelica. You can hear her daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is the Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Deacon Frank Sullivan over at St. Mary's Assumption in Lancaster. Let's hear from St. Mary's out there in Lancaster. Let's also hear from where Deacon Sullivan is the chaplain and DRE, and that's, of course, Bishop Hartley High School. Come on, Bishop Hartley. We want to hear from you this half hour. We've had some really exciting gifts. You know, Deacon, you have challenged people to make gifts in honors of teachers, coaches, homebound. Lori Hamrock made that generous dollar-for-dollar match of the next couple of sustaining members. And let me just tell you, the phones have been going nuts over here, which is exciting. So we want to give a very special thank you to Chris over at St. Joan of Arc. Chris, for your gift. Chris says, I just enjoy listening and learning about my faith. That's what we're about at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. I want to say thank you to Regina at St. Paul. She heard Lori's challenge, and she has decided to become a sustaining member at $20 or more, and she just doubled her gift because Lori said she would match the first three sustaining members. So, Regina, you just doubled your gift, as easy as that, and so did Denise at St. Joseph, who has also responded to the challenge and picked up that phone, 614-459-4820, and has also become a sustaining member. And so that means all three of those people this half hour have doubled their giving. Lori, again, thank you so much for challenging people to just pick up the phone and take that move. I also want to thank Mary over at Our Lady Queen of Peace. And Mary has stepped forward with the all-important leadership gift. That is awesome. That's why we blow the horns, because that's a gift of $1,000 or more. And Mary, from Our Lady Queen of Peace, she says she's giving in honor of the Catholic staff at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. She loves all the programs, especially the afternoons, shows like Dr. Ray, of course, the doctor is in, and Catholic Answers Live, that great call-in show. So Mary, again, thank you from Our Lady Queen of Peace for your leadership gift. Boy, these gifts are so generous, and that brings our total now between now and 6 p.m. down to 26. You know, we started earlier at 45. I thought, oh, we're going to make it, but yeah, look at us, 26. Six left to go. We're looking for 13 more sustaining memberships, four more leaderships, and two business memberships. You can do that. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Deacon Sullivan, talk kind of about how you think Catholic radio may be impacting the environments you're working in, which again is the parish, the school, in your own family, you know, your domestic church.
Right. I know with the parish, I've had a number of members come up, you know, especially ones who just joined the church through the RCIA, that said that they were, you know, they came to the Catholic Church through St. Gabriel Radio. And I thought, wow, that is wonderful, because, you know, as much as we try to do, you know, on the parish level of you know, offering wonderful programs and ministries and so on, a lot of times it's when maybe somebody, you know, who's away from the parish can touch somebody's heart, it helps them to come, you know, and see what the Catholic Church is all about. And, you know, like I said, in my own home. You know, my wife, Rebecca, she's wonderful that, you know, and she'll share with me a lot of information. Sometimes, you know, just say, did you hear that, you know, what Father Ricardo said this morning on the radio and so on. And, you know, it all just all depends on when I'm getting out of the car here at school, you know, when I, if I heard it or not. And just here at school, too, I think, you know, even though young people, you know, in high school, sometimes maybe will not express where they have heard something. I think some of them are hearing things on Catholic radio as well. So so I'm hoping they're listening to me too right now. So
and we are and your challenge before was giving in honor of a teacher, a coach, someone homebound. We love to do that. We love to put on the board and read out loud on these spirit drives, you know, where you're calling from. It shows us the vast reach of this station. We love to hear what shows people tune into, because boy, that is just so varied. And whether you want the to listen to the Mass weekdays here at noon on St. Gabriel, whether you want devotionals, whether you want some more of the intellectual conversations with the likes of, say, Dr. Scott Hahn or Al Cresta, whether you want that Dr. Ray's, you know, kind of fun but really good family advice, or those call-in shows like Catholic Answers and Call to Communion, and just so many ways that people's faith are being is being built up and edified. So many benefits. How is Catholic Radio touching you? We want to hear from you. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. You know, Deacon, I have said this so many times, but because I've traveled around the country as a speaker, I know that Catholic Radio is not just everywhere. There's sections of the country where it hasn't really taken root yet. And I just think it's so sad when people don't know things like you mentioned, Father Mike Schmidt, or, you know, Schmitz, and, you know, these people that are so powerful, Chris Stefanik, and, you know, Father John Ricardo, and they don't even know these people because they don't have Catholic Radio yet in their area. And we have had it for so many years. So we are so, so blessed. I want to give another thank you. The gifts continue to come in. And we have Chris over at St. Joan of Arc, who has actually mailed in a gift. That's another way you can give here at the Fall Spirit Drive. And Chris from St. Joan of Arc says that they like the informative, balanced news reporting. They find it inspiring, wonderful, and hope-filled distraction. Here it is, from the negative, discouraging secular world. And I'll tell you, if you keep drinking out of that fountain, you get real depressed real quick. Don't you think this is a light to the world, Deacon?
Yes, yes, I sure do. Yes, I, you know, when Mother Angelica was talking about how, you know, people believe in science and news stories and so on, I could also add probably social media. I think we listen and we give social media too much credit of, they think, you know, of speaking the truth, which I don't think they speak the truth as well, so...
Absolutely. You know, we have volunteers ready on the phone. Again, you can, you know, like that last giver just mailed in their gift online, stgabrielradio.com. But call. It's a fun way to meet some of the volunteers. We love our volunteers. They're standing by for your call at 614-459-4820. I've been there so many times. When the phones are jingling, it's so fun. There's such exciting, you know, excitement going on, and a flurry of activity, and papers are flying, and Bill's on the board. Bill Messerly's on the board. Like plugging in the gifts. So it's it's really exciting. And again, your gift, your giving can be made at 614-459-4820. More gifts are coming in. We have still, let's see, between now and 6 o'clock, we are down now to 25 gifts, 14 sustaining members we're looking for, 4 more leadership gifts that we've had several today, and 2 more business memberships. I really would love to see a business membership. So think about it. If you have a business, large or small, what a great way to promote it by, you know, talking about it on Catholic Radio. You get mentioned 100 times a year, and that's only $60 a month. And we do hear the stories of these business owners saying, yeah, like I looked out my parking lot and I see all these Catholic bumper magnets on the cars, that they know it really does draw. It really does work. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to Joanne from St. Matthew, and she has become a sustaining member at $20 or more a month. And hey, she says Elizabeth, she loves Elizabeth F. I hope that's me. Thank you so much, Joanne from St. Matthew. And it just does my heart good to see all these different parishes just in this half hour, you know, St. Paul and St. Joseph and Our Lady Queen of Peace, St. Joan of Arc, St. Matthew. Hey, we want to hear from St. Mary's and St. Mary of the Assumption. That is the correct name, right? St. Mary
right,
of the Assumption.
Right, yes.
You, go ahead and give another personal invite to your parish.
Oh, please, please. Those of you who are listening right now in Lancaster and Fairfield County, and especially that come and are members of St. Mary's Parish in Lancaster, please, if you would give a donation to St. Gabriel Radio, and I think we will all benefit from it.
I totally agree. You know, every time we get ready to do one of these drives, I always send an email out to my email list of the people from the diocese that are Catholic, and I always tell them about the drive that's coming up. I tell them the hours I'm going to be on, but, you know, give those benefits to them. And just sometimes people just need that reminder. So even if you've given, still please tell your friends through email or text or a phone call and just remind them, hey, you know, this is the 3-day Spirit Tribe, only happens twice a year. So please call 614-459-4820. Deacon Frank Sullivan, thank you so much for your efforts this half hour. It's been very fruitful. Would you leave us with your blessing?
Sure, sure. So let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May God bless us and keep us. May His face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May He look upon us with kindness and help and give us His peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Great way to end this half hour. Thank you again, Deacon Frank Sullivan. And up next, we have Father Michael Lump from he's the rector over at St. Joseph Cathedral. We'll be right back.
Catholic Radio is the most convenient way to reach anyone who is searching for the truth and the peace that comes only from a life with Christ. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection, the daily radio program in the morning on EWTN. And I want to thank you for listening and supporting your Catholic radio station. You know how your life has been enriched through your local station, but you may not realize they really need your support in order to share the good news of Christ with others. So invite others to listen, to pray for your station, and if you have been blessed, make a donation today. It's a way to evangelize and a way to give back and to be in gratitude and thanksgiving.
Thanks, Teresa. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
I've heard the complaint many times that people in ministry should stop talking so much about chastity and just focus on more pressing social justice issues. But anyone who's worked with young people knows better than to make that false distinction. Well-documented studies show that the younger a teenage girl gives up her virginity, the more likely she is to live below the poverty line. Teenage girls who are promiscuous are 6 times more likely to attempt suicide, and boys are 2 times more likely to suffer from depression. 25% of college students graduate with an STD. People who wait until marriage almost double their chance of a happy marriage. And according to a study of 14,000 teens, those who were abstinent in high school were 60% less likely to be expelled, 50% less likely to drop out, and nearly twice as likely to graduate from college. We can't pretend to care about things like justice and poverty if we don't care about the purity of our young people. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Protestants argue the Bible disproves Mary's bodily assumption because Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 15:22 through 23 that all will rise at Christ's second coming. But is this true? I don't think so. Sometimes there are exceptions to general norms in the Bible. For example, Hebrews 9:27 states, "It is appointed for men to die once." Can you think of anyone in the Bible that might be an exception to dying once? You guessed it, the folks that rose from the dead when Jesus died on the cross in Matthew 27, and Lazarus. They would all have to die again. So it's at least possible that Mary could be an exception to the general norm that no one is bodily raised before the second coming of Christ. This passage from St. Paul doesn't disprove Mary's bodily assumption. But is she an exception? Well, that's a question we'll have to save for another time. I'm Carlo Broussard with The Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.